Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you've had a pretty good week so far or have been able to do something fun this week. It's been a pretty boring week so far. Lots of just homework and stuff trying to finish up this semester. But I just want to encourage you guys again to do something fun this week or do something you love this week or just do something that you wouldn't normally do. So something I did this past week was I just got up and I went to a coffee shop and I got something to drink and I just drove in my car and listened to music, and that instantly just made my day so much better. It's just the small things, small little things that can just boost your day. But anyway, this past week I was reading from the book of 2 John and I read through verses 4 through 6. I want to talk about those today. It's all about walking in love, and we'll be discussing what that means and understand what John meant by this and how we can start walking in love on a regular basis. So let's get started. So if you have your Bible out, that's awesome. But if you don't, that's okay too. But you can turn to 2 John and look at verses 4 through 6. 2 John verses 4 through 6. It says, I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, in keeping with the command we have received from the Father. So now I ask you, dear lady, not as if I were writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commands. This is the command as you have heard it from the beginning, that you walk in love. And here's a devotional that goes with that. Those verses I just wanted to read for today's podcast. It's titled Walk in Love, and it says this. To mark the 20th anniversary of my coming to Christ, I decided to walk 20 miles in a single day. That may be an unusual idea, but at the time, I thought it was a good one. The first few steps were pretty easy. I could go on all day, I told myself. The first half of the journey passed quickly and painlessly, but somewhere around the 11-mile mark, everything started to hurt. A quick assessment revealed blisters the size of golf balls on both feet. The walking that had once come so easily suddenly felt impossible. Around mile 15, I waved the white flag and laid down in some grass along the trail. I'm just going to lie down here forever, I vowed. 5 miles short of my goal, I didn't have the oomph to go on. No pain relievers, pep talks, or promise of victory could coerce my feet to take another step. But love could. My family and friends showed up in sneakers and promised to walk the final miles beside me. Bolstered by love, I stood up and took a step. For the remaining 5 miles, their love carried me. But nothing else could. Love kept me moving toward the goal. Walking with God is a common theme in Scripture. Describing our faith as a walk acknowledges that following Christ isn't a sprint that's run quickly. It isn't a mountain climb steadily moving toward the summit. It's a walk, a daily decision to put one foot in front of the other by believing his promises and living according to his word. John described it this way. This is love, that we walk according to his commands. This is the command as you have heard it from the beginning, that you walk in love. 2 John verse 6. John reminded his readers that this walking in love business is not a new idea. Since the wilderness, God has required his people to obey one step at a time. It may sound easy, but the Israelites proved that day after day, year after year, walking by faith can be difficult. Our lives reveal the same reality. We need God's help. The law isn't enough to keep us on the straight and narrow, and our own fickle affections for Christ can't keep us trudging. It is Christ's love, demonstrated on the cross, which makes it possible for us to walk by faith, not by sight. It is his love that created a way for us to be right with God, and it is his love that compels us to keep walking out our faith one step at a time. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for today. Thank you for allowing the listener and I to see another day. Please allow us to never take life for granted. Please allow us to never take time for granted. Lord, please keep pushing us to walk in love on a daily basis. And while we learn to walk in love, Lord, please allow us to be curious to learn more about you. And while we become more curious, Lord, please allow us to just have a greater desire to just learn more about you. Lord, please allow us to fall more in love with you every single day. And please allow us to tell more people about who you are. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.